Welcome to CPSC's podcast for Friday, September 26, 2008. I'm Patty Davis. When you think about drowning, you may think about the backyard pool. More than 280 children younger than 5 drown every year in pools and spas. But there are also drowning dangers for kids inside your home. CPSC's Julie Vlees is here with tips on keeping your children safe from in-home drowning. Julie, what do parents and caregivers need to be aware of in their homes?
Well, parents need to understand that drowning doesn't stop with a swimming pool. More children actually drown in bathtubs than in any other product in and around the home. So you do always need to keep a young child within arm's reach in a bathtub. From 2002 through 2004, the CPSC has reports of 221 children younger than 5 who drowned in bathing-related products, such as bathtubs or baby bath seats. It's a very real risk, and it's something that parents need to be aware of.
Another drowning hazard is buckets, which you would not typically think about when you think about a child possibly drowning.
It does seem like a place that's overlooked, but in fact, from 1999 through 2006, nearly 100 children died in a bucket, 94 bucket-related fatalities during that time frame.
So that means while you're mopping, you really need to keep a close eye on your toddler.
Well, you need to keep a close eye on your toddler all the time, but it's when you're cleaning up, when you walk away to put that mop away, making sure that you're not leaving water in a bucket, that you're not leaving water in the sink, that you're not leaving it in the bathtub. These are places where children can drown, and you need to know where your toddler is at all times.
What else can parents and caregivers do to protect children from in-home drowning?
Well, first and foremost, monitor your child. You have a responsibility to know where they are in your home. Oftentimes, toilets are overlooked as a drowning hazard in the home, and the typical scenario involves a child younger than 3 years old who is top-heavy. Their head, it makes them top-heavy, and they tip over, they fall in, and they drown. And learn CPR. It never hurts. It's only going to help.
Thanks, Julie. You can find out more about how to prevent in-home drowning at www.cpsc.gov. And while you're there, sign up for recalls announced by CPSC to go directly to your email inbox. That's it for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening.